Hello and welcome back to Coffee Clatch.
Welcome.
It's been so long.
So long. We're so excited to be back.
I am so excited. I can barely contain it.
It's going to be such a great show. Let me just preface this by saying that Joanne was standing outside my window almost every day since we've been gone, just looking inside as though she were a puppy
Been waiting and waiting, and you know Brian's out of the house, and I'm so excited to be here, and it's gonna be a good show.
We're so happy.
All right, how sweet the day is.
It's been so long.
Oh my gosh, it's so fun to be back. Are you guys ready? Are you ready for coffee and a pastry? I'm ready.
We know you're ready. I'm ready.
Okay, well, today we have a macaroon, and it's a French macaroon. Oh, okay.
No, I don't want to. Yeah, I don't want to upset you. It's just there's a difference between a macaroon and a French macaroon. I have one Jewish friend, and he told me that his version of a macaroon is made with coconut. And the only kind I've ever had is made with almond flour, and they're from France.
Okay, well, we're having an almond flour French macaroon today, and also a lovely vanilla latte.
Mm-hmm, and a French vanilla latte. I don't know what you have against the word French today.
Oh, nothing.
Sorry, I forgot to add that to the list.
Bryce.
We have a lovely guest, Denton Rodderberry.
Visiting
us today in Blue Rock. Hi, Denton.
Hi. I'm so happy that I could visit your beautiful city.
Oh, we are too. Thank you for saying it's beautiful, because most other people say, you know,
It's mediocre at best.
Yeah, mediocre at best might be the nicest thing somebody said about it.
It's a really boring place.
Yeah, Bryce is actually one of the people who talks a lot of, you know, crap, as they say.
I mean, it's located in...
Bryce! Okay, let's...
Please don't interrupt Denton, he's our guest.
Sorry, Denton. I just wanted to say it's a beautiful place, any place in the United States. Filled with Americans, is a beautiful place.
Oh, that's nice.
And that's an opinion that I have, and so do my bosses in Washington, D.C.
What do you do in Washington, D.C.?
Do you work for Bernie? Because that'd be super tight.
Who do you work for, Denton?
I work for the office.
The office of?
Yeah, the office of the President of the United States.
Just the office.
Oh, God.
Is that what it's called now?
It's called the Office of the President of the United States.
I did not know this when I booked him, for the record.
How? What?
No, you mean the President of the United States.
Donald Trump? I mean our President, Donald Trump.
Mr. Donald
Trump. Okay.
Okay, from the sound of that heavy sigh, I'm assuming I'm not amongst...
It's not going to be the most friendly audience. I'm just telling you that right now. I volunteered for the Obama campaign in 2008, and it was the most life-changing experience of my life. So,
you know, I try to be middle of the road on a lot of things, but I think, in my personal opinion, your boss, Donald Trump, has veered a little too far off the road, and he's kind of down there in a ditch somewhere.
That's funny that you say my boss. My boss won the popular vote and the Electoral College vote. My boss is... the boss that you all elected to be president of the United States. So
he didn't win the popular vote.
He did. Yes, he did.
I have a question. Denton, what's your favorite part? What's your favorite season to live in Washington, D.C.?
Bryce, what is that?
I forgot to unplug the fridge. Hold on.
No, Bryce is moving a huge fridge because I don't know why we asked him to get a mini fridge for this tiny little studio, but he got a... big fridge, and he said it was because it was a good deal on Craigslist.
Well, I had
it was $50.
Do you like monuments?
In Washington, D.C.?
Yeah.
Do I like monuments? Mm-hmm. Monuments? Yeah, I think monuments are amazing. They represent the American spirit. I feel like monuments are the reason that jobs remain in the United States. I feel like the monument industry is something that we should continue to fund. And
well, guess what, Denton? Trump is eliminating all of the natural monuments.
False. False.
That's false. What's going down.
What's
false?
Do you,
may I correct your friend here who's being very condescending?
Okay.
I don't know if correct, but you may rebut.
Yeah. Is there something wrong with your nose because you're breathing out of your mouth really heavy, ma'am?
Uh-oh.
I'd like to correct.
Rage breathing.
You're getting,
maybe we
you're
should
getting us all a little fired up, Denton. Oh. So
no, I don't mean to get us all fired up.
Are you okay, Betsy?
I need to go get my emotional support animal. Yes, I adopted a dog.
Aww.
You couldn't have one naturally?
Well, that is offensive.
You couldn't have one naturally?
No, I couldn't have one naturally.
How do you have a dog naturally?
People can't make dogs out of their bodies.
They can. People can, but they can't anymore because immigrants are coming to the United States and delivering dogs.
Like puppies?
Like puppies, yes.
Do you even hear what you're saying?
What's your favorite part about living in Washington, D.C.? Because, oh my gosh, I have never been there, and it seems cold.
Probably peeing on hookers.
Bryce, oh my gosh.
Classic Betsy. Tactic to try to distract the issues. You try to bring up prostitution and those sorts of things. I'd like to say this. My boss did not, and I'm going to say this definitively because I spent a lot of time with him. He did not see, visit, purchase a hooker and have that sort of pee situation happen. He's got a wife, and that's what she's there for.
You guys were supposed to be drinking coffee right now, and that this macaroon doesn't taste like cardboard at all.
No, I said coconut.
Coconuts came from Hawaii.
One of our states.
That's where Barack Obama came from.
Yeah. Oh, that's where you think he came from.
No, that's where he came from.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's where he came from.
Yeah, you know a lot?
I know all of that, Denton.
All right,
Where'd you learn that, Wikipedia?
No, I learned that from the New York Times,
The New York Times, classic.
All right, Joanna's stress drinking coffee.
I don't have coffee. Any more coffee, so I...
No, I'm sorry. I came here because I'm on a tour to visit local counties that voted for our president. And
yes, unfortunately, that is true.
Not my president.
Blue Rock. Although we did swing red.
Red is my favorite color.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Do you have like a deviated septum or something?
Can you stop commenting on my nose?
I'm just curious as to why you keep breathing so heavy.
Because it's giving more oxygen to my brain and it's helping me calm down.
Yeah, sure.
This is the worst.
I didn't come. This seems like some sort of witch hunt. I came here under the... I thought this was going to be a goofy thing. I thought you'd be making jokes and we'd be having a good time. I didn't think...
You think our radio program is a joke?
I have a joke that I don't... I have a joke.
Just let her tell it, because if we don't, she'll just keep saying, I have a joke, I have a joke.
What did the sushi say to the bee?
What, Joanne?
Wasabi. I don't understand it, but Brian told me that joke.
That motel down the street.
Clark's?
That's a safe place to leave my... That's a safe place to leave my...
Are you crying? You guys, oh my gosh. I'm so sorry. You guys made him cry. No, this has never happened before.
Wow, that's embarrassing.
Show.
Good.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
You know what Trump would say? You know what your boss would say? He said you're crying like a dog.
Oh, Bryce. Oh, my goodness.
Don't insult dogs. My dog's right here, and she'll be offended.
Your dog's an immigrant?
She is from Puerto Rico.
Get her out. Oh, no, I'm sorry. I'm not... I'm not sorry. I'm not sorry. I'm crying because I'm disappointed with the amount of jobs that Obama stole when he left.
Obama didn't steal anything.
He took a lot of jobs with him when he left. Yes, he did. No, he didn't. Yes, he did. The numbers prove it.
The only job he took was Michelle's job back to his house.
What, Bryce? You're angry.
Malia
and Sasha.
Bryce, you're not making any sense. Oh, just think about your words before you say them out loud. Okay, now I do have some information here, Denton. I did look you up before you came. Although, I guess, with your boss and all that, they did hide all the information that you are working for them. So that didn't come up in my search, which is interesting. However, I did see that you were born here in Blue Rock.
Yeah, that is correct.
Yeah, I was technically born here in Blue Rock.
I was born in Blue Rock. My mother went into labor on United Airlines flight 483 mm-hmm. in 1984.
Wow, that's so specific.
I'm sorry, I'm still a little flustered about... How did you look me up? Did you find this information on the liberal Google?
Google isn't liberal.
Did you find it on fake Google?
What's fake
Google? Is there a fake Google?
There's no fake Google. Google is Google.
How do I know if I'm using the real Google or the fake Google?
Google is Google.com.
Oh.
And Bing is Bing.com.
You've been using a different one?
Yeah.
Joanne.
I thought this is a very, I was so excited. This is such a confusing show today. I thought Google was Ask Jeeves.
How?
Is this part of the comedy show that I thought that I was supposed to be coming on to?
Well, you don't even seem to have a very good or existent sense of humor.
Really?
So.
Oh yeah, really? Really,
how about you tell us a joke, Denton?
Yeah.
I would, but I left my puppets in my room.
You do puppeteering?
I do.
Is that what you were asking about earlier? Is that a safe place to leave your puppets?
Yes, I was going to ask if the motel, I'm in room, is this live?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm in a motel down the street, the only one you have.
Yes, that's true.
I was just curious as to, could I leave valuable things in there, and would it be safe?
I mean, yes, of course.
I think so.
What are they puppets of? Or are they their own thing and their own characters?
No. They are puppets.
Marionettes?
No, that's from France or somewhere else, and I would never, ever put that onto my hand, no. These are American puppets, and they're of the Founding Fathers.
Oh.
Yeah.
So what do you do with them? Make them own slaves?
Wow. Lies.
Oh my gosh.
That never happened. Ever. Where did you learn that?
In my history class.
In your history class?
With Mr. Harper.
Mr. Harper?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, more like Mr. Gestapo.
You know, that's just like you. You and all your friends comparing the Nazis to current situations that have absolutely nothing to do with that.
They do have something to do with that. They do. Nazis, whatever my boss or whatever my boss's boss has said about any analogy that they make has been an analogy that's been filtered perfectly. And I'm on this circuit town to town tour to kind of explain anything that comes up. I want to make myself accessible to everybody here. So if you have any questions about what's going on at the White House, the office of the White House, I'm willing to answer them.
Great. Where's the PP tape?
What's a PP tape?
Donald Trump peed on hookers in Russia.
Shut up. Shut your mouth.
In the bed that
Shut
Michelle
your mouth.
And Barack Obama slept in.
Shut your mouth. You don't know anything. You've never even been in a bed. You look like a feral creature. Have you been in a job? It doesn't look like it.
This is my job right here.
Yeah. Well, we'll see how long that lasts.
It'll last a while.
No, not with all these immigrant dogs coming in.
He's the only one in town who knows how to do that kind of thing.
And it's because he studied abroad in Chicago.
Studied abroad in Chicago. Oh, my God.
Have you ever been to Chicago?
Yeah, I was born in Chicago.
Uh-oh. Did you hear that? My new dog doesn't like what you're saying.
Also, you weren't born in Chicago. You were born in Blue Rock.
Yeah, you were born in Blue Rock.
I was born wherever I am currently. So yes, I was born in Blue Rock.
Yeah, what?
I...
Then what about that United flight? Were you born on a United flight that was... You were born while the plane was flying over the United States from Los Angeles to New York, and that's why you feel like you were born in every city in America?
That's correct.
Oh my gosh, I cannot believe I just got that right.
I can't believe it either.
I didn't fully follow, but...
He was born on a plane, so he was, like, coming partially out of his mother's vagina.
Oh.
Okay.
Excuse me.
Starting in Los Angeles, sexist. And it was a very long... How is that
sexist? Sexist.
It's sexist to say you were coming out of your mother's vagina.
Sexist. Yeah.
Does your mom have a vagina?
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Wow.
Have a vagina is wow. what I said, but I meant a vagina.
No, I know what you said.
Yeah.
And it's... I'm sorry. I'm getting a little tongue-tied because I didn't realize I'd be in the presence of such a misogynist lady. This is, it's incorrect what you're saying. I don't like that you're talking about a lady.
How were you born?
Huh?
How were you born?
I was born when my American father met my American mother, and they both decided to have me as a child. Financially, they were in a set place, and morally, they were in a correct place to raise myself, and I was born that way. How were you born?
I came out of my mom's vagina.
Okay, sexist.
Bryce, do you have any social media today?
Yeah, I pulled up a couple of questions. All right, let's see. This first one is from Twitter. If you had a farm, what kind of crop would you grow and why?
I grow tomatoes at home, and they're delicious.
You know, they are delicious. I've tried them. I think I would grow potatoes because I like pretty much anything you could ever make with a potato.
Like French fries?
Yeah.
I like French fries a lot.
I love French fries. Mm-hmm.
French fries, yeah. It's a very French-themed show.
I know what I'd grow.
What?
Coal. The backbone of the United States.
You can't grow coal.
I'd grow coal.
You can't.
Yes, I can.
How?
I'd grow coal.
How?
Do you you can't nowadays. No, because Obama took all the coal, and he took all the coal jobs. Yeah.
No, Obama didn't do any of that.
No, he did. And
what do you
now
think there are? Coal seeds? Do you think they just sell those at Joann Fabrics?
Why would they sell seeds at Joann Fabrics?
Have you ever been to a Joann Fabrics? They sell seeds there.
I like to quilt. Do you like to quilt?
I mean, sure. Denton, you know that coal is so bad. It's so bad for the environment.
False. Who told you that? The environment? Can the environment speak? Are you able to talk to the environment?
Scientists told us that.
Oh, yeah?
Bernie Sanders tells us that.
Bernie
Sanders.
You're going to listen to a loser? Okay.
Oof.
Bernie's not a loser.
You made Bryce really mad.
He's just the last winner.
Bernie is not a loser.
He's a loser.
Oh, my God. Bryce, calm down.
Bernie is not a loser.
Bryce, it's okay.
Keep your shirt on. Why are you taking your shirt off? Bryce, please stop. Bryce.
Get this man away from me.
Oh my gosh.
Get this man away from me.
It's okay, Bryce. Leave him alone, Bryce.
You have a Bernie tattoo on your chest?
With the bird on the podium.
That was really adorable, actually. Why don't you put your shirt back on? And why don't you calm down? Listen, Bryce, Bernie is not a loser in the way that Denton meant it. He meant it in a rude way, okay? He did lose the election, yes.
With all due respect,
sorry.
I meant it in the worst way that I could possibly say it. Bernie is the biggest loser we've ever come into touch with.
Get out of our
actually,
studio.
False. Hillary's the worst loser. Bernie's
I voted for Evan McMullen.
You wrote him in.
Uh-huh.
Who is Evan McMullen?
Everyone at my church voted for Evan McMullen.
Evan McMullen, he sweeps the pews at night.
You voted for a pew sweeper?
You know, it's been a long year, and I just want to say, I think that you're all being really negative, and I would appreciate it if you were all just being a little nicer to each other.
You know what? I'm sorry, Joanne.
I don't apologize.
Do you want me to do something to him?
No, I want us to talk.
That would be very funny. I would love to see you try that.
No, Bryce.
Do you want me to do some of my jiu-jitsu?
Now you put your shirt back
jiu-jitsu,
on.
Jiu-jitsu, that sounds foreign.
Please stop.
Jiu-jitsu
Everyone
is
listen. What would you say is your favorite part of living in Washington, D.C.?
I feel like you already asked that.
I'm thinking about my puppets. Are they okay? Are you sure? Because I don't know if... Would a door lock from the outside? Was I supposed to put my key card back in the door?
No, there's a key card now. That is a big upgrade for that motel.
I once heard somebody say that Donald Trump was a puppet. What does that mean?
False.
He is a puppet.
He is a puppet. False. Yeah.
He's a Putin puppet.
Oh, okay. Now we're getting into it.
A Putin puppet?
Mm-hmm. You're really going to...
Putin puppet?
Mm-hmm.
This is what Putin I was getting puppet? At with the whole PP tape Putin and the Putin puppet.
Okay, no, I've had Putin? Enough of your disrespect. Putin I've had enough of it.
Okay, Dan, you want to go?
Your, no, go? I don't want to look at her. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Why do you have... Why do you...
There's Kellyanne there? Conway on one peck, and there's...
Oh, my God.
Just there's Jared a, Kushner on the other?
Goddamn right. All right, are you ready for this shit?
I don't like this at all.
Get ready for this major fucking jiu-jitsu.
Stop, Bryce.
Right, get a job.
Bryce.
No, stop fighting.
There's no more coffee to drink.
You know what? Both of them are very weak, and it's actually just embarrassing to watch.
My wrist. Get off of my wrist. My toe. Oh. Okay.
Bryce, his wrist is his livelihood.
What's your favorite type of tree in Washington, D.C.? Who's your role model in Washington, D.C.?
Joanne, stop talking about Washington, D.C.
President Trump.
Okay, I'll stop waiting. I'll stop.
Okay.
That was embarrassing on both of your parts.
So I just had to take care of some business.
Bryce, your phone is blowing up. Can I see it?
Mm-hmm.
It says White House aide Denton fired?
What?
Oh. Huh? What? Wait, what? What are you...
It's the Washington Post.
It says that? Let me see.
I feel like that's bad news, but you are smiling very big, Betsy.
Yeah, I just think it's funny. This is a live show after all.
That's right, Denton.
Oh,
don't.
How can they fucking, what?
Don't mess
with
They
didn't even
send
me that letter. They didn't even send me that letter. They said that they sent me a letter that, what the fuck?
You know, they're probably sending Trump's personal bodyguard to deliver the letter to you personally.
Keith Schiller.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay. That's fine.
Keith Schiller cleans the organ at our church.
Is there a Keith Schiller at our church?
No, you're thinking of Keith Schiller.
Oh, sorry. Keith Schiller cleans the organ at our church.
Yeah, he does.
He always is such a sharp dresser.
Listen, I feel like I need to draw attention to the fact that Denton is sobbing uncontrollably. I'm sorry that you had to learn this.
Why are your tears red?
They forced me to wear contacts.
That dye your tears?
They dye my tears red. Because if I'm crying, then I can say it's a medical condition. And then I never back down.
Oh, I thought it was like a Republican thing.
Well, it kind of is, I guess. Oh boy,
I'm sorry I had to do that to you, Denton.
I put everything on. I bet everything on this. I dropped out of school.
Oh yeah, we could tell by your tattoos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh God. Okay.
You know, it's not too late. You can go back to school. I knew that you weren't this person. I knew deep down.
I can't go back to school. I can't. I burned my bridges.
You burnt your britches?
I burnt.
Bridges.
Sorry.
No, I burnt my britches.
Oh, my bad. I burned
my pants on the quad.
How did you burn them?
With fire.
Oh, I don't know. You know,
Bryce's dad. Bryce's dad is a firefighter.
Is he? Mm-hmm. Did he lose his job because of Obama?
No.
He's still a firefighter?
He's still a firefighter. And...
See, not everything is bad because of Obama. You've been brainwashed.
But, no, but that doesn't make sense because is your dad like an immigrant or something? Is that why? Because he stole the jobs of firefighters?
No, my dad is Puerto Rican.
Your dad's Puerto Rican?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, congrats. That's awesome. Oh, man, haven't talked to my parents.
Oh.
I blurred that bridge, too.
Oh, what are your parents' names? Do they like Washington, D.C.?
No, they don't like me. They don't like that I work in Washington, D.C. My mom's name Marta and my dad's name Julio.
Julio? Oh.
Yeah.
Where's your dad from?
El Salvador.
Oh, now it all comes out.
Oh, I can't go back to El Salvador either.
Oh, you're a dreamer? Are you a dreamer?
I have dreams.
No, I mean a DACA recipient, D-A-C-A.
Dockers?
No.
Oh, is that what burned?
I burned my Dockers in El Salvador.
You went to college in El Salvador?
Oh, is it hot there?
It's very hot over there. Well, it's seasonal. They have seasons. I don't know right now. You're going to have to look it up on Google.
You know what? He probably hasn't been there since he was very little and he was... No.
Is it hot in Salvador? Oh, it's not working. Is it hot in Is it hot in Salvador?
It is. It's hot there.
Oh,
I didn't know.
I burned my bridges at Google.
Did you burn your britches or your bridges?
Both.
Why do you keep burning your pants places?
Because I yell. It's like, it was disrespectful. I just wanted to disrespect them. So I took my pants off. I put baby oil on top of them.
Is that flammable?
Baby oil. Yeah.
It's very flammable.
Super flammable. Your dad would know.
Yeah.
Your dad would know.
We've had a number of incidents with baby oil around the house.
I'm dealing with some shit right now. I don't know what to do. I'm going to need some help.
Hey,
we can help you.
Hey, Denton.
What?
I'm sorry for jujitsuing your ass really bad.
Bryce, language.
Those moves were so good. You got me and you hurt my wrist. And I gave up all of my beliefs because it was starting to feel uncomfortable. What does that say about me?
It just says that you have principles, but they aren't the ones that you thought they were.
That's dumb.
No, it's not.
Principles are dumb.
It's not dumb.
No.
I burned my pants in the principal's office of my college.
Colleges don't have principals.
Mine did.
No.
Oh, he was a principal of academic.
Here, have some latte. It's okay.
French vanilla.
Oh. I think I burned my upper lip on this French vanilla latte.
Oh,
at least it's not your pants.
Well, we are coming to a close here, but Denton, I don't know about you guys, but I had fun. I had fun
today. You know what? I had a fun time too because Denton, you know, I knew deep down you didn't really feel this way. And even though you're going through a pretty severe emotional and existential crisis right now, I feel like you're going to make it through. I feel like Bryce, you know, you guys look about the same age. I think, you know, Bryce, you could really help him.
I think I already have a little bit.
I think you definitely have. I think you could help him, you know, even
You further. Ruined my life, you piece of shit.
Oh, okay.
How did you help me?
That's it for Coffee mindset. Clatch today.
Coffee Clatch is brought to you by the Deli on Main.
Owned by Corey Miller.
Yes, Corey and his wife, Maria.
I heard their son, Marcus, fell into Parker River, and no one knows if he's dead or just swimming around in there.
No, I saw him. He's dead.